Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. How you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jack?
I am doing well, and I want to get right to our Geek It Out segment because it is something pretty cool and pretty new that I think every one of our listeners better jump on as fast as they can with Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you and I love to be the first, at least I'm that competitive self. It's like, okay, I'm waiting for it. It's coming. It's coming. I'm going to be the first one to do it. And I think everybody else should be excited and ready for it too. So Facebook is rolling out being able to upload a video to your Facebook cover. Now, not the little profile picture. So you may, if anybody's following me personally on Facebook, you'll know that my little profile picture probably annoys the heck out of everybody because it's a video. So what I try to do seasonally is record a little video. Now I can do that because I have an iOS, but Facebook is going to let us do video for our business cover pages. So we don't have it yet. It may come tonight. It may come a month from now. Who knows? But I think all of our listeners can be ready for that. If you're attending a conference, if you got something that's really cool coming out as far as a service or a product, or you've got a new director or whatever that might be, capture the video now. It can only be 90 seconds or less. So you might have to give some thought to, okay, what's my script going to be? What's this video going to so that it really pops and grabs somebody's attention. But think about when people are searching on Facebook and they go to those Facebook pages because they've not followed you yet or like the page, and the first thing they see is no longer just that great visual cover, but it could be that video, that commercial that says, this is who we are, this is what we do, tune in to Social Geek Radio. I can't wait.
And make it cool.
Really, really,
you know, don't just put your corporate video up there that, you know, is like, hi, I'm Troy McClure and welcome to our corporate video. Make it something that is really just going to, you know, grab somebody when you have that 1 or 2 seconds of their attention when they first go to your page. Yeah. Deb, I've got late breaking news for you on this subject. Right now, this is in test mode with Facebook, and Kigo is one of the test pages.
Before Social Geek, get out.
So if you're listening right now, go to Facebook and check out the Kigo Facebook page. It's Q-I-I-G-O. We will have some very cool videos that that some of our friends are working on right now as that cover page on the Facebook page. So I don't have any inside knowledge of how soon it's going to roll out to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the timeline for Facebook stuff, it could be, it could be 2 weeks, but it's going to be soon. So like you said, start getting your video ready now. So as soon as you have the ability to upload it as a cover video, I guess that's what we're calling it, right? A cover video.
Yes, cover video. Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you can upload one, you've got some good content ready and you can push it up there and everybody can see how cool your brand is. So
very good. Well, congratulations, Kigo.
Yeah, cool.
Geek It Out.
Cool. Geek It Out tonight, Deb. Love it. Let's bring our guest in from the green room, shall we?
Yeah, we got someone new at the IFA, International Franchise Association organization.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
It's Beth Daly, Vice President of Marketing. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing great, and I'm already adding to my to-do list. Thanks, Deb. We're going to have a video ready to go.
Get that.
Yeah, and I like the cool interns that are ready to jump on this. I know it. I know it.
Awesome. And Jack, I love the Simpsons reference there. That was nice.
We haven't had a Simpsons reference on this show in almost 3 weeks. So we were due. And thanks for catching that. I love it. Beth, before we get into all of the new IFA business, give us a little background about yourself and sort of what led you into franchising.
Sure. I mean, if you look way back in undergrad, I was actually a finance major. And then I took my very first consumer behavior class, and it was just the perfect blend of left brain, right brain thinking. And that set my career path forward. I've been an integrated marketing strategist ever since. You know, my past, I've worked with a lot of large brands across categories. And what led me to the IFA certainly was an interest in serving the members of the organization, working with such a multitude of great brands that have such a large impact on the economy. You know, that's what I tell people, that's what led me here. But honestly, what sold me were the people here at the IFA that I met. The leadership was just so inspiring, and I feel so lucky to be here.
Now, Beth, I'm going to, when you and I first had a conversation, you said something to me that caught my attention. And you said that when you were kind of doing your own stalking and searching IFA, one of the things that came up in your search was Robert Cresante's podcast with us. I like her.
Yes, that's right.
Radio already.
It was exactly, you know, I think I was getting ready to go in and meet with him for the first time. So it was nice to have a preview.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. He's he definitely was great on our show that night and sort of let the world know that he really is, you know, a leader geek with the rest of us.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So now that you've been in place now for a while and you've got it all figured out, I'm sure. Tell us about the kind of messaging that you're getting out on behalf of the franchising community. And what are some of the more important messages that your team is out there sharing these days?
Yeah, you know, well, and I got to tell you, it's been interesting. When you first started any new job, you kind of go through your discovery phase.
Yeah.
And the messaging we're working on here is almost more internally, like we're showing up differently as a team. We're becoming strategic partners with the other groups that are here. We're really introducing the concept of more of a metrics mindset in the organization. So I'm a big test, learn, iterate person. So when it comes to any messaging that goes out, it's really finding that optimal message and integrating it all in with digital. Digital marketing is going to become a huge piece of the work that we do. You know, we're optimizing our current programs, but we're really thinking about more agile ways to kind of test in new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of operations work up front and focusing on segmentation. But ultimately what we want to become is an organization where it feels like to the member, it is a message of one, where they're getting and receiving things that are relevant exactly to them.
And that makes a lot of sense because there are so many different sort of factions within this, you know, kind of crazy business structure that we call franchising. You've got franchisors, franchisees, you've got consultants and suppliers and people like Deb and I who are, you know, on the sidelines cheering for everybody. So, you know, there are a lot of different messages that need to go out and kind of be personalized for each of those constituencies.
Yeah. And we're working now. Ultimately, our end goal is going to be moving towards some sort of marketing automation platform. I think that's where most organizations, if they have not headed in that direction, that is where they are headed. And certainly I want to take this organization in that same direction.
One of the more interesting things that has come up in the past, I guess it's been past year or maybe a little bit longer, is the At Our Franchise community. I know we've talked about that in the past, especially when Robert was on with us a few months ago. But why don't you give everybody a little bit of background on the At Our Franchise and sort of an update on what's happening there?
Sure. And that is one of my favorite campaigns in the organization. That our government affairs group has put together. It's fantastic. You know, as both of you know, every year millions of Americans start businesses, find jobs, gain skills through this unique business model of franchising. And the At Our Franchise campaign, it really brings those stories to life. And of course, we would love brands and franchisees to get involved in any way they can. We've got several different opportunities. One, if you just want to share your story, an IFA staff member will conduct the interview and develop the story for you that will showcase on our website, www.atourfranchise.org. Secondly, we have several local events that take place throughout the country. We've already made about a dozen different tour stops where we help tell the story of franchising in the local community. Usually we'll have a franchise site visit, an IFA member roundtable, some media opportunities, maybe meeting with a local elected official. And you can go again to the website at ourfranchise.org to find the most recent tour stops and those that are upcoming. And then finally, go to the website just to check out all the other resources we have available. Really, it's meant to increase awareness and understanding of the business model. So you can find economic statistics for each state, infographics. We've got an employee training video about what franchising is. Really, there's just a myriad of opportunities. But if you can tell, there's a common theme there, and that really is to go to the website, which is at ourfranchise.org.
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed there compared to other things that the IFA has done in the past and other things that other associations have done in the past is the use of video on that site and all of the not just the training videos and things that franchisees can share with their employees, but just the storytelling, you know, and having, you know, we haven't really seen that kind of thing before. And I think it's the best way to in just a few seconds, like we were talking about at the top of the show with the Facebook cover videos, to try to grab somebody's attention and share what your story is. There's no better way to do that than video on this website. So it's a great looking site. It's really terrific.
Well, thank you. And that you've nailed it. That's how people are consuming content. It really is video driven. And I can't remember where I saw the statistic, but it was at a recent Facebook Live session I was watching, and it said something around the fact that every minute, 211 million pieces of content are put out in the universe. So it really does show that you've got to do something to cut through the clutter, be unique, and bringing stories to life in the video format, I think, is exactly the right way to go.
Very good. Very good. Let's move on to one of my favorite topics, and I'm sure Deb's too. A little event coming up in October called FranTech. What are we looking at as far as some interesting updates, speakers? What are we doing this year?
Sure. Oh, this is my favorite topic as well. I've been doing lots of work on this. Really, we've got for this year, it's a new theme, Unlock Innovation. And because we know each and every single one of us are innovators and can be innovative. You know, I think a lot of times people think you have to work in the innovation department to be considered innovative, and that's not true at all. It is completely a mindset. And what we're doing is focusing on what's innovative and new around three different specific content tracks this year that we're building out. One for franchise operations, one for franchise development, and one for consumer marketing. And I'm also, oh gosh, I've got to tell you, because I know you guys have had him on your show, I'm really excited about our keynote speaker, Mitch Joel.
Yeah.
Who I know you both, yes, very excited. Really, he's going to be talking to everyone about how technology is connecting consumers to brands like never before, and just talking about the new and frankly dramatic realities that are going to force businesses to rethink some of their commonly held beliefs, and what works today is not going to work tomorrow, and what the future is going to look like.
Let's give a little some details on registration and so forth. That's at franchise.org, and the event's happening Thursday and Friday, October 19th and 20th in San Diego. So looks like a great lineup. Anybody else we should mention here as a speaker or sessions or anything else new that folks are going to experience this year?
Sure. Well, I think one of the ones, and you know, we're still firming up some folks, but I do know that another thing that I am really looking forward to is going to be our closing panel, and it's going to be C-level innovators who are going to talk about what the franchise of the future is going to look like and how important that's going to be, because with robotics and automation and AI, how dramatic things are changing. So I really am looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I want to emphasize to everyone who maybe was an attendee or participated somehow in a previous FranTech event, this one's got a lot more stuff, right? You know, it isn't just for the marketing director within a franchise company. This is something that's very open to you know, operations people and definitely franchise development folks. You know, basically anybody within a franchise organization is going to have some sort of touch with innovation, technology, and that kind of thing. So we really want to make sure that everybody understands that this isn't just, you know, the little marketing and tech show. This is something for everyone within a franchise system. So check out franchise.org for more of the details. So, wow, what else is on the IFA docket for the rest of this year, Beth?
Not enough, but we obviously are in full planning mode for our annual convention, which this will be my very first one. So I'm very much looking forward to that. We also have coming up later this year our annual fly-in, our fan meeting, where local franchisees and franchisors can meet with their members of Congress and really pitch the issues that are important to our industry. We're also looking at the Emerging Franchisor Conference that's coming up, and just a myriad of events and activities that are taking place. And I encourage everyone to go to franchise.org to get the latest and greatest on everything we've got going on.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a lot. You're busy people there in D.C. But you're not that often in D.C. You're out and about, which is great for our organization. So thank you for all you do and the team does.
Yeah, and definitely check out franchise.org. There's a whole events page with all of those things we just talked about. We're speaking with Vice President of Marketing at the International Franchise Association, Beth Daly. Beth, in the minute we have left, if someone has some questions for you about the IFA or maybe about some of the events or messaging or something we didn't quite get to cover tonight, what's a good place for them to reach out to you directly and have a quick conversation?
Sure. I would say, again, go to franchise.org. If you look under staff listings, you can find my email, my phone number contact, really whatever's easiest for you. I'm happy to get to speak with and meet more members. So reach me any way you can.
Excellent. Franchise.org is the place. Beth Daly, thanks so much for your time tonight on Social Geek Radio.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Deb.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.